Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sudan's information minister says President Omar al-Bashir will absolutely be returning home at the end of the African Union summit today, despite a South African judge's order calling on authorities to prevent him from leaving the country. That came after the International Criminal Court asked South Africa to detain Mr. Bashir for crimes against humanity. Sudanese Foreign Affairs Minister Ibrahim Al-Gandour spoke in Johannesburg.
President Bashir is participating in this summit on an invitation from the AU and a welcoming reception from the government of South Africa. And as you know, that the summit, the African Union summit, has always been against ICC and its indictment to African presidents, including President Bashir. President Bashir is here to participate in the summit. He will stay until the end of the summit and leave on the scheduled time.
ICC has charged Mr. Bashir with crimes against humanity, genocide, and war crimes, sending the army and backing Arab militia to put down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict that was back in 2003 that left 300,000 people dead, 2 million refugees, most of the victims civilians. U.S. military said Sunday it was evaluating whether an airstrike in Libya killed an al-Qaeda-linked militant leader, Mokhtar Belmokhtar. U.S. State Department had posted a $5 million reward for Belmokhtar. They accuse him of a 2013 terrorist attack at a gas facility in Algeria that left 37 dead. Kurdish militia is closing in on an important Islamic State-held town in Syria near the Turkish border. Retaking Tal Abyad could cut off a transit and supply route for Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called today for Yemen's warring sides to observe a humanitarian ceasefire of at least 2 weeks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan that he says should be a time for peace, reflection, and harmony. Ramadan begins later this week. Mr. Ban spoke in Geneva, where his Yemen envoy was due to hold separate meetings with delegations from the exiled government of President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi and the Houthi rebels who control Yemen's capital. Former U.S. Ambassador to Turkey and Iraq James Jeffrey spoke with VOA about the possibility of success in the Geneva talks.
There is pressure for a solution because, first of all, there is a tremendous humanitarian crisis involving many millions of people in that population, which is somewhere over 20 million, involving both long-standing drought conditions and the disruption caused by the fighting and the bombing.
The Houthis took control of Yemen's government in February, forcing Mr. Hadi to flee to Saudi Arabia. Since then, Saudi-led airstrikes against the rebels and their allies have continued in several Yemeni provinces. South Korea reported its 16th death today in the outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, also known as MERS. There have been 150 cases since May 20th. So far, all of the infections have occurred in medical facilities, and those who have died have had pre-existing health conditions such as diabetes. Samsung Hospital in the capital, Seoul, partially suspended operations after the deadly virus took a foothold in that facility. There is no vaccine or cure for MERS, which has a fatality rate of about 35%, according to the World Health Organization. South Korean officials say a North Korean soldier has defected by walking across the heavily guarded demilitarized zone dividing the two countries. The Yonhap News Agency reported that the incident raised tensions on both sides of the border, but there was no conflict. Most North Koreans defecting to the south do so via third countries, first crossing into China, then traveling to countries in Southeast Asia. Greece moved another dangerous step closer to default on Sunday when economic reform talks with international lenders in Brussels collapsed. European finance ministers plan to meet again on Thursday to discuss whether it is possible for Greece to remain in the eurozone. Greece has until the end of the month to find a way to pay its creditors. It needs the next installment of $270 billion in loans from the IMF and the central bank in Europe to make those payments. Get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.